Monsters from the Basement.
This is Madison Lintz, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James Downing back with another episode of Monsters from the Basement. Today, we're in my hometown of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, at the Murfreesboro Anime and Comic Convention. I'm sitting here with one of the stars of The Walking Dead, Miss Madison Lintz. How are you doing today, Madison?
I'm good, James. How are you?
I'm doing real good. Madison had one of the main children roles on the show. Is that the first acting job you had?
Well, I've done a bunch of commercials, but The Walking Dead is my first big thing.
Now, how did you get involved with that? Did you just go audition?
Well, I got involved with Walking Dead by auditioning, but I got involved with acting, period, by my mom. She was acting before I was, and she got me into it.
What type of commercials did you do before The Walking Dead?
I did a National Golden Corral commercial. I was on a CD, like an instruction CD for this Big Green Money Machine thing. I was on a Caribbean cruise. Yeah, Royal Caribbean. I did a commercial for that. And that's really all I can remember.
Well, that's a pretty good resume. How old are you?
I'm 12.
How do you view your experience on The Walking Dead? Was it a good experience for you?
It was an amazing experience, and I'm blessed that I was on The Walking Dead for two good seasons.
I'm sure everybody's seen the final episode from last year where you were in the barn with all the other zombies and Shane shot you, I think.
Rick shot me, actually. Yeah, and I came out of the barn, and I got shot in the head.
How long did it take you to get into the makeup for the zombie character?
It took 2 hours to get into the zombie makeup. But I'm glad it only took 2 hours, because there's some zombies that take like 5 hours, and that's terrible.
Yeah, I think that would be a pretty hard thing to do, sitting there for 5 or 6 hours in a chair.
Yeah, I would hate that. That'd be terrible.
Do you have any favorite characters on the show?
Norman Reedus, who plays Daryl. He's my favorite. Me and him get along really well.
Mm-hmm. I know you can't talk about the future of the show, but I know the fans are really looking forward to seeing the rest of the season. Do you have any acting roles lined up for the coming year?
Yeah, next year a sci-fi movie is coming out called After that I'm in. And then next year a Billy Crystal movie that I'm in is coming out with Bette Midler called Parental Guidance. So I'm excited about those.
How do you like coming to these conventions, meeting your fans?
It's a lot of fun coming to these conventions. It's a little tiring, but it's worth it.
Do you ever have any strange requests from fans to sign stuff or any weird things that have happened?
No, I haven't gotten anything like really weird, but I have like gotten requests to sign like their guitars or something. And I'm not a musician, so I find that a little off, but okay.
Are you going to be doing any more conventions this coming year?
Yeah, next year, next month I'm going to New Orleans. And then I'm going to L.A. for pilot season in February. And then I'm going to New Jersey. I think that's all I know. Oh, yeah, I'm going to Louisville. And that's all I really know. My dad takes care of that, and he just takes me.
Well, y'all just show up wherever he takes you, right? Are you going to try to continue acting? Is that what you want to do?
Oh, yeah, I want to act for a long, long time.
Who are some of your favorite actors? I know you said you've like Norman Reedus on The Walking Dead, but do you have any other actors or actresses that you look up to?
Well, I look up to Dakota Fanning, Betty White. I like her. Yes, I do. She's like old and she's going at it strong. And I like her. What else do I like? Taylor Lautner. And yeah.
You got any favorite movies that you've enjoyed watching?
I like watching Harry Potter and Twilight, but I'm not going to watch the first part of the fourth movie of Twilight because it's gross, and I don't do gross, except for The Walking Dead. I'll do the second part of the fourth one. What else do I like? I'm glad that all the like new Disney movies, like the princess movies, are coming out. I want to go see Beauty and the Beast in theaters again. That'd be cool.
Do you have any hobbies or anything that you enjoy doing when you're not acting?
I like to write, and I like to read, and I like to hang out with my best friend, Savannah.
When you look back on your time on The Walking Dead and everything you did, what are you most thankful for?
I'm just thankful that I got to meet all those new people. I'm so thankful just that I'm on The Walking Dead, but meeting everybody was just amazing because they were all so nice.
10 years from now, where would you like to see yourself?
Okay, so I'm a kid, and every kid wants to be famous. So I'd like to be famous, but I don't want to be, like, extremely famous where everybody's, like, on top of me. I just want to be known in the acting world.
That's cool. Do you have anything you'd like to say to your fans?
I want to thank you guys for supporting me, because I really would not be here without you guys. So thanks.
Well, I appreciate you taking a little time out this morning and talking with me.
No problem.
I wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you.